The distribution warehouse smells like wet cardboard and diesel. Your shoes stick slightly to the clammy concrete as forklifts beep and weave between shrink-wrapped stacks. Marcus, your lead buyer, hurries over with a clipboard pressed to his chest. His knuckles are white. The subcontractor used 14-year-olds on the night shift to hit our deadline, he says, voice low, eyes flicking to the final pallets of smart thermostats staged at the dock. I just found out. Those pallets complete your foundational contract with the nation's largest retailer. If the trucks do not leave today, the contract is void. Your startup runs out of cash by Friday. 120 local employees lose their jobs. Marcus adds the part that makes your stomach drop. The overseas subcontractor has already been paid. If you reject the shipment now, your company takes the hit. But the factory can still sell the components to a competitor. A forklift rolls to a stop. The backup alarm cuts off, leaving a sudden, ringing quiet. The driver looks to you for the final sign-off. If you ship, you keep the company alive but benefit from child labor. If you stop it, you make a clean stand and may end your business anyway. The pens are out. The trucks are idling, and everyone is waiting. What's your call?